Kenneth Wedgda. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats, all things photography. So today I want to talk about how much I despise my cell phone. I just don't like that it constantly wants to interrupt my world and annoy me. And it does annoy me. And I'm finding ways to make it so that it's less annoying. I know a friend has set his up so that all of the icons are black and white so that there's no real attraction to the interface. I think that's a good idea. Also, I came up with the idea of making the front and back of my media credential my lock screen and my home screen, and then moving all of my icons, the apps that I use, moving them back a page. So now when I close the phone and lock it, when I first unlock it, the lock screen comes up, which has my media credential in case I need to quickly show it to somebody. And then when I unlock it, it goes to my home screen, which is the back of the credential and information about me, but there's no icons. There are only two icons at the bottom of my screen, and those are for phone and text. And those are the only things that I have notifications turned on that are allowed to pop up on my home screen. And my goal is to make it so that there's very little in front of me when I pick up my phone. I have audio set for notifications for phone and text. So if it doesn't make a sound, I try not to pick it up. If it does make a sound, I can see whether it's a phone or a text, and I can see it on the home screen with no other apps in front of me. I'm trying to get away from my phone, and I found that it's a really good way to do it. You just have to set up a home screen and a lock screen graphic and move all of your apps to page two. Don't have any apps on your home screen, page one, and you'll have a nice clean, maybe two photographs, one of your family member, one of your spouse, and it becomes something that doesn't constantly say, hey, I'm Facebook, click me. Hey, I'm Twitter, here, click me. I don't need to click. I need to get away from my phone and have more time for photography. And we don't realize how much time we're spending on our phones. And when you add it up, we can't say we don't have time to make photographs. We just choose to put our time into other things. And I don't want to put it into my phone because I hate it. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.